Hello, and welcome to Teacher Talk with Big River Academy. I'm your host, Jenna Bond Trigger. Thank you for joining us. And today I'm going to be talking about classes that I myself offer at Big River. I am an English teacher, and so I teach a variety of different writing and reading and grammar courses, starting with English 4. We have a succession of Englishes 1, 2, 3, and 4. They're each full year classes. And whenever a student enters into any one of these levels, they don't have to start in English 1. They can start, you know, if they don't discover us until they're ready for English 3, then they can start, you know, in the middle of the series if they need to. But we progress through learning about grammar from start to finish. And we also learn about how to write eventually once they're done with English 4. They're pretty accomplished in writing with research and character analysis, and we do lots of journal entries, so lots of informal writing to develop ideas and details. Also, we learn vocabulary in the best way I have ever seen vocabulary taught. I will never teach it another way unless something just proves to blow me out of the water. We teach using Latin and Greek stems. It's more than just a pump and dump, more than just reading a list of words, memorizing the definitions for these brand new random words for kids, and forgetting them as soon as they're gone. What we do is we learn pieces of words. For instance, did you know that the stem ortho means straight? So whether you're talking about an orthopedic doctor, straightening the bones, or whether you're talking about an orthodontist, straightening the teeth, you know, based on knowing that definition for that stem, what they're going to be dealing with those words. And so as we learn these pieces of words, we call them stems because they can be prefixes or suffixes, sometimes even roots of words. We learn pieces so that we can put them together and make whole new words or recognize words by breaking them apart and examining the pieces to them rather than knowing the definition to a whole new word. So vocabulary is fantastic. We do lots of classic literature, starting with English 1 all the way through English 4. Some of my favorites that we read, we read Where the Red Fern Grows. That's one of the ones that we read in English 1. We read The Giver and Tuck Everlasting, The Swiss Family Robinson in English 2. Those are some of my favorites. We read The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain in English 3. We also read A Midsummer Night's Dream. That's our Shakespeare that we cover. And read The Hiding Place by Corey Ten Boom. The kids have loved that this year. In English 4, we really dive into some good classics. We've got Treasure Island and The Time Machine, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Hobbit. They always love The Hobbit. They're into that. And especially a few years ago since the series of The Hobbit came out on in the movies. And we cover lots of short stories. We cover poetry throughout all of these levels. Less so in English 1 than we do in English 4. We really start to dive into poetry in the upper levels. But that's what we cover there. And extensive grammar study in those classes so that we can learn how to put our writing together correctly. We learn about lots of punctuation and just know how our language is put together. So that's the Englishes 1 through 4 series. I also teach, this is an upper level class, so English 1 starts in about 4th or 5th grade, maybe even 6th grade, but by 6th grade they're starting to get just a little bit old for some of the ways that they teach, so these, English 1 is for more elementary, upper elementary students, and then when we get into Englishes 2, 3, and 4, those are ideal for the middle school grades, although a student could very easily take Englishes 3 and 4 as they're entering into high school, especially English 4, because that really is pushing them to read, you know, higher level things and write at a higher level. So ideally, a student might enter English 1 in, say, 5th grade, and then take Englishes 2, 3, and 4 on through 8th grade. And then, after that, that's not the end of what we offer at Big River Academy. We also offer lots of writing and literature courses with us. I teach an upper level literature course called Intro to Literary Analysis. This is a good foundation and a good way to break into those full year literature courses. We cover some big classics in there, some really more higher level readings there too. One of the things we cover is Gulliver's Travels, a satire which really I would not think that anybody below 10th, maybe even 9th grade would be able to understand. We read The Scarlet Letter, we read The Scarlet Pimpernel, and we go through Hamlet. That's our Shakespeare that we cover that year. So these are higher level, you know, definitely high school level things that we do. We do research writing in there, responding to each other's discussions through writing and through verbally. I like to give our students in that class the microphone so that they can jump on and they can actually discuss. Sometimes I'm pretty hands-off and I just am sitting there, you know, taking my notes and watching them run away with talking about these literature pieces. And what we're really trying to accomplish with that literature class is how to look at a piece of literature from all angles and let ourselves be immersed in it and really understand it from the author's perspective and from any reader's perspective and appreciate it too. And we also learn lots of history about the authors and about the worlds in which they lived and in which the literature pieces are set. We had a lot of fun in Intro to Literature this past year. In fact, we had so much fun in Intro to Lit that my students, a handful of them from that class, were just really wanting to keep going. So this summer, we are doing an independent study on some books. They're going to choose some books and we're going to just go through really informally. It's not really counted as a class, but they didn't want to let go of it. So we're going to embark on something that's brand new for us and just almost like a book club. And these kids love to interact with each other. They've made good friends. Oh, it's one of my favorite classes. I love my Intro to Lit Analysis class. Another set of classes that I teach at Big River is public speaking. Now, public speaking is not something that everybody is excited about. In fact, statistics show that more people are more afraid of public speaking than they are of actually dying. And you know, that's pretty amazing considering that most of us will have to do public speaking at some point in our lives. And as you know, if you're listening to this as an adult, you can probably think of times that you have had to get up in front of people and deliver a toast or deliver some sort of a talk at a graduation or some sort of meeting or even getting in front of a family members and telling a story. These kinds of things are things that are universal, I think. And public speaking doesn't have to be intimidating, and the more you do it, the better you get at it. Every single time you get up in front of people, you're getting that experience and you can shake off those nerves. And so in public speaking, it's a one semester class. It's the only one semester class that I teach. I offer it in the fall and in the spring. So if you have a full schedule in one of those semesters and you can't fit it in, then you can, you know, choose the other semester. But in public speaking, we start off, I mean, right out of the gate, we're on the cameras and on the microphones and in delivering ourselves in class. And the students have to stretch themselves out of their comfort zones. There's a lot of writing involved in public speaking. And so if you wanted to, it could probably be counted for a partial English credit in a lot of states because these kids are creating a lot of their speeches that they do. But we start off with just an informative speech, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. Tell me about something that you like to do. Then we move on to things like persuasive speeches. That's also good to know how to persuade someone in writing and in speaking. And then we do a demonstrative speech. Kids love this one because they get to show us what they're doing. I've seen kids make some food. They've cooked something. I've seen students show me how to ride a unicycle. I've seen students teach us a few chords on the guitar or how to train a dog or how to paint something. It's been amazing to watch the things that these kids know how to do. I watched a young man make some lip balm with essential oils because his mom knew how to do that, and so they did that. They didn't do it together in the speech, but she had helped him to prepare for it. It's just a good way to see other people's interests and talents. We also do other types of speaking in that class. I teach them how to teach something, how the structure should be, and eventually we work up to doing an extemporaneous speech. And extemporaneous speaking is when you have a very limited amount of time. I give them 30 minutes to flesh out a topic for about 2 minutes, and it puts the pressure on, and it just makes you think on your feet. And a lot of places will require public speaking before a student will graduate from high school. So it's a great way to get that in. And in a homeschool setting, sometimes it's difficult to find something like a public speaking, a performance class. And so we like the idea of offering that at Big River Academy. And I love public speaking. I've been doing it for a very long time. And so I'm really grateful that I get to share that knowledge with these kids. And it's really fun also. We love what we do here at Big River Academy and hope that you have enjoyed spending a bit of time getting to know us and how we approach homeschool for the 21st century. Now, if you have any questions, feel free to email us or message us on social media. Make sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram so you can keep up with the excitement here at Big River Academy. Thank you again to our guest today for sharing your knowledge with us and our students. Talk to y'all next time.